Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
What it is, this is the Nerd Off on the Blackout Test Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod. I am joined, as most times, by people that would like to discuss some nerd shit with me. First of all, we have the pretty much unofficial co-host of the show, my man Chris from MovieTrailerReviews.net. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, people?
Chilling, man. Appreciate you joining us on this lazy Saturday.
Hell yeah.
It's cold outside.
Yes, it is.
And we also have Karen, who is the neo-nerd of the show. What's going on?
How y'all doing?
Good, good. Glad you could come out your nerd closet to join us. and have a good time. All right, first things first, on the Nerd Off, we always pretty much do the same format. Talk about what we've been playing, what we've been watching, what we've been reading. Chris, what have you been playing? What have you been watching? What have you been reading?
All right, well, I'll do what I'm reading first. What I've been reading, I reread the first six issues of New Avengers because I have a comic book club today to do mm-hmm. that for. I really enjoy that series. I'm gonna enjoy reading that. You know, Marvel's been announcing all these rehashes of these comics they're doing, and I'm pretty sure that it's gonna be tied to what they're doing now in New Avengers and their Secret Wars and things like that. But New Avengers is pretty cool. You know, Black Panther, man, he's just he's that dude.
Yeah.
Like my favorite part. I was going through rereading it this morning to write down stuff, and there was that part where he's talking to Reed Richards and Tony Stark, and they were like, Tony Stark's like, I'm surprised the two of you took so long to build this device. And Reed is like, yeah, well, you know, we had some disagreements. You know, some of us prefer a scalpel to a sword. And T'Challa is like, and some of us haven't spent enough time with swords. Like, he stays sunning people, dog. This shit is just too good, man.
Man, I can't wait for this movie, dog.
Oh, it's going to be so good. So, been reading that. I won't get into the TV shows. I know you guys are probably both, we're all watching the same stuff. But I watched Interstellar. Chris Nolan, man.
That's a movie-making motherfucker, dog.
That movie's so good. I was like you. I found the twist in the movie early. Mm. But the movie's so good, I didn't care because it's the way he did it. I was like, okay, I kind of didn't see that coming. Like, I saw it coming, but not really. And, okay, you're good. You got me, man.
Yeah. The thing with the swerve in the movie or whatever, like, you pick it up because I think at this point, I'm just getting used to Nolan.
Right. Exactly.
Like, so it was like a couple of, you know, moments of like, wait a minute. Why would he say this? If it did, is it going to mean something later? Okay, it absolutely means that later. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nolan's so good at that shit that, like, I think typically the last couple of movies I watched of his, like the Dark Knight movies and Inception, I was so overwhelmed by the visuals at the moment mm-hmm. that I would miss that shit, you know? And then I go back and watch it, I'm like, oh, but then he had said, you know?
Right.
And this time I wasn't as overwhelmed because the movie's not very busy. It's mm-hmm. like, very straightforward in certain like scenes and shit, and I was able to pick up on that stuff right away, man.
Yeah, it, you know what it's like? It's like Arrow. Like you watching, we're in the third season of Arrow, mm-hmm. and so when they do things, I'm like, you're not gonna catch me. I know what this is.
Right.
I watched enough of it to know you don't just say that shit and don't bring it up later. I know. Okay, I'm just gonna keep that a little. Okay. So Inception, I watched Nightcrawler, which is actually really good. When did Jake Gyllenhaal become a good fight? Like, he's become actually, like, really good.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't seen that
one. Even Matthew McConaughey, tell you the truth.
Well, I was going to say, I haven't seen Nightcrawler, but it had Oscar written all over it, like yes. Oscar bait. So I do mm-hmm. want to check that out at some point.
It's actually really good. Like, I wasn't sure if I was going to see it, but yeah, man, it's, that motherfucker's creepy as shit.
Yeah, like I owe some movie reviews to the fans, The Equalizer, John Wick, and Interstellar. Yeah, I haven't been able to do the like visit, go to the movies every day or whatever. Yeah. But I do need to definitely see Nightcrawler though.
Yeah, that's what I've been. We actually either have missed them or just been too busy, me and Phenom, so we haven't been able to make it to the theater. Starting this week, we're going back to the theater to do these screeners, so we'll get more audio movie reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going on the weekends and writing them. I saw Big Hero 6 today, too, so that's actually another one really good. So it's actually been a really good movie year.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't really been, like, really horrible films. I mean, there's been some bad ones, but nothing. It's been way more gems than bad things. So there's that. Watching, reading, and then playing. So I'll go with the good first. Shadow of Mordor. I mean, obviously the Destiny. But Shadow of Mordor. That game is actually legit.
Yeah, it looked good. And I remember us talking about it on the show. That the trailer looked so good, we probably were both going to end up getting it. So, yeah, I'm actually just waiting for that post-Christmas sale on this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically... Arkham, but in Lord of the Ring times.
Oh.
And this motherfucker be killing people with his sword. Yo, that shit it's dope. So it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
The bad. Now, I really enjoyed Assassin's Creed Black Flag. I did. Really enjoyed
that. I actually got it because of you. And it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was a refreshing look on Assassin's Creed. And I even like the fact that the story wasn't really about the assassin or the Templars, because at this point I don't even know who's good anymore. And like, that's one of the things about Assassin's Creed nobody talks about, is nobody knows what's going on in the story anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the story's completely bullshit. So Black Flag was really good in the fact that it didn't really matter, because this guy Kenway wasn't really an assassin or a Templar. He was just a pirate trying to get some coin.
Right.
You know? So it was dope. You were like, okay, cool. Now, I still wasn't going to fall for the okey-doke. I still was not like, okay, Assassin's Creed Unity, not buying it. I'm going to wait until I get some reviews, and I'm going to wait to get it. Only thing that changed my mind is somebody was like, hey, you can get Assassin's Creed Unity for $38. So, I have to try it. You know, it's like,
right. Fuck
it. I was going to get Sunset Overdrive, but that I don't have a deal for that one, so... I'll get Assassin's Creed Unity, see what it's about.
And then my first thought when, cause I heard the news from the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought was, already?
Right.
Question
and
mark.
And I should have known something when people were selling their download. Well, what it was is, people were selling they were getting the bundle, the Assassin's Creed bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were selling their bundle codes online, on like eBay.
Mm.
So, Unity, if somebody just said Unity is good, go get it. It is. Is that trolling?
That's
this game is a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the game looks good. The story looks good. I guess the story's okay. They did add a lot of cool stuff for the change up. Like, remember how when you used to buy like robes for your assassin and it didn't do anything?
Mm-hmm.
Now when you buy stuff, it actually can change your stealth. It changed your attributes. So it was actually pretty good. The problem is they rushed the game. It is shitty and glitchy. It is glitchy as fuck.
No time.
Like when you're, I'm not even, everybody knows, I'm not a frame rate guy.
Right.
But the frame rates drop on this shit ridiculous. The load times are ridiculous.
Mm. Like, I heard
unplayable at sometimes, yo.
Yeah, I heard about the load times. And yeah, people were saying like, this is the fucking worst.
Who thought that was smart?
No, we're talking about it later, but they made sure people held the reviews until 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
launch day. Like, fuck Ubisoft for this shit, man. Like, I know what they cannot handle multiple games at a time, and they did Watch Dogs, they did Assassin's Creed Unity, and they did Far Cry 4 this year, and it's clear as hell they pulled everybody off to do Far Cry 4. Because this game is shitty. It is terrible. Very, very fucking shitty. And I'm saying as a person who has, I have given Ubisoft credit on all their, I even like 3 that people didn't like, alright?
Mm-hmm.
This is not about the story, it's not about the new stuff they added to the game. Haven't tried the co-op yet, but I heard that's actually dope too, when you can get it to fucking load and work. But the problem is, it's like, it's an unpolished game. And it's just, you should not, I really hate, like, Gamergate's always talking about, you know, ethics and journalism. Let's talk about developers and ethics. You know, holding reviews and making people hold reviews. And game journalist sites were not happy with this shit at all.
Because
they knew it was shitty. Ubisoft knew it was shitty and knew it was fucked up. It's just like, it really pisses me off that a game that has this much potential was put out and it's unplayable. Like, when you played as an assassin in Black Flag, it was smooth. You could run around, you can do things, you could jump, you know, it was fine. Most of the Assassin's Creed games are like that. Very smooth. It is not smooth in Unity. It is not smooth transitions on stuff because the game glitches. It has dropped frame rates, there are visual artifacts, there's all kinds of fucking problems with this shit. This is terrible. Fucking terrible. It is the worst fucking Assassin's Creed game they've done, and it's their first one they did on, like, it's next generation. It looks beautiful.
Oh.
But I got the digital download. There's no reason why my game should take this long to load. There's no reason why the frame rate should drop like this. It is unfucking acceptable. And I'm sorry, if you're a gamer and you accept this shit, no. Yeah. No, this is terrible.
Why would they even do that versus just delaying the game?
Because they knew people would buy it. Here's my theory on Ubisoft. They have people know they're gonna buy. They're dropping Assassin's Creed every year like Madden now. They know people are gonna buy it. So like Madden, no matter how shitty the game is or how bad it is, people are gonna fucking buy it no matter what. Doesn't matter if they innovate it or not. Doesn't matter if they do anything or not. They're gonna fucking buy it. So they're like, fuck it, we'll pull over our people off. I guarantee you, Far Cry 4 is gonna probably be fucking amazing. I guarantee you every fucking major developer who was good and worth their fucking salt was pulled off Assassin's Creed Unity and put onto Far Cry 4. This is a terrible fucking game. It's terrible.
What's crazy, though, is I think this is kind of the new way to take advantage of people is, you know, the same thing happened with that Aliens Resurrection game or whatever. Like,
right.
If you can just keep people from reviewing it, put the game out, create a good, you know, like E3 teaser trailer or something like that, and people will get really excited. Like, I never got excited about this game because my favorite Assassin's Creed is Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they basically showed the preview of this, like, it'll be four of you guys all multiplayer fighting together, and I was just like, I don't actually care about that shit. Like,
right.
You know, so wait, somebody else could fuck up and they can set off the alarm? That's all I saw. Like, this is going to make it more difficult. And then, you know, there really wasn't much that they were actually saying about the game after that. Like, typically Ubisoft is one of those studios that does too much telling. Like, they do all the fucking, like, we're going to interview, you know, all five of the people that worked on the game. And we're going to, like, do a documentary, and they like, and I've watched some of those before in the past, but they were strangely quiet this time.
Cause they knew they fucked up. And that's my thing with this. It's not like they put out a game they thought would be good and people are giving it a hard time. Like something like Destiny, where Destiny is good and reviewers are good. Like, if you give Destiny a hard time, but you give Assassin's Creed Unity a pass, fuck you.
Right.
Because Destiny, like, what Bungie's doing, what they're doing with Destiny is, oh yeah, they, you know, people are bitching about the DLC and stuff like that. It's fine. Like, the game is fun. You can enjoy it. You have fun playing it. I do not have fun playing Assassin's Creed Unity. It feels like work. Mm-hmm. It feels like fucking work. Because it's not as smooth as Black Flag was. And I'm sorry, when you finally elevate yourself by changing the genre and doing something fun. Like, remember in Black Flag, you had fun just sailing the seas and doing stuff. Like, there's none of that kind of shit in this game.
Mm.
There's nothing fun.
I mean,
it's
Black
fucking fun.
Black Flag pretty much creates a world,
right?
You know what I mean. So,
and I knew something was going to be up when they went back to doing, like, you know, and you're in a French city. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. Why are we going back?
Mm.
Why are we taking steps back in the story? Like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. So yeah, I'm really, like, I didn't even pay full price for this, so I'm not even mad about losing the money. I'm more mad that there actually is a good game underneath here.
Mm-hmm.
If they had delayed it maybe 6 months, got their shit together, and did it right, it would have been a great fucking game. But instead, they rushed it out, and then they misled people. Like, it kills me every time I see, reviewers say Assassin's Creed Unity is a great game. No, they didn't. No, they fucking don't. They didn't say that fucking shit.
Yeah, it's like... I mean, maybe they just confuse the fact that, you know, you can't spell Assassin's Creed without ass in it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just an ass game. They've already they're already doing damage control.
I've seen it, dude.
But it's so fast, it makes me think they already knew. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that it was a bad product.
There's no shock. Like, they already have a live running blog that tells you about all the updates that they're doing.
Right.
Which, wow. If you think about it, that's typically not how this works. Like, typically you have a week or two of fuck ups, and then finally, like, SimCity comes out and goes like, oh, okay, we realize we fucked up now.
Hey, they had this shit out day one. Like day one, they were blaming the PC problems. They were blaming the PC problems on AMD processors. Nigga, fuck you.
Right.
Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Like, the one that got me is, they were like, well, we're going to review our policy about review embargoes. But the reason why we did it was, well, we have online components, and we just feel like you can't really, you know, get the full review of the game with the online. Motherfucker, it's a co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can, the guys reviewing the game can get four other guys, sit down and play. It's not server load. Don't do that bullshit.
Mm.
And when has that stopped somebody like fucking Call of Duty or anybody else from putting a fucking game out and doing it then? If anything, you'd want your game to be reviewed when there's no server fucking load, because that means they're not going to catch your fucking problems, you assholes. It's like, I can't stay. It's one thing to make a shitty game. It's another thing to sit there and make these fucking excuses. And I'm sorry, fuck Ubisoft for this shit, man. Oh, man. And I know, I'm saying that now, they're going to put out Far Cry 4, and it's going to be great, and I'm going to come back off of that shit, but I'm telling you, I'm going back to my policy of never buying a fucking Assassin's Creed. Like I said, I broke it this time only because of the price dip.
Yeah, man, it's funny because these days when shit like that happens, I get suspicious. Like,
right.
People don't do that anymore where... Mm-hmm. First day out, you get $40 game, like, something's right. up, man.
Especially on next gen, because it's so expensive.
Right.
And I'm sorry, if you want to try it, don't pay more than $44.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay $64, I feel sorry for you. And this game is not worth $60. Like I said, I got Shadow of Mordor. That game is 10 times more fun.
Mm-hmm.
10 times more fun. Fuck it. You can go and buy Black Flag for cheaper than Unity and have more fun than Unity is. Unity's, I'm sorry, it's a piece of shit. Coming from a studio like Ubisoft, Unity is a piece of shit. That is not what we deserve as gamers to get. Not from a studio like Ubisoft, especially if they put out Far Cry 4, and Far Cry 4 is awesome, then you'll know they fucking screwed us.
Yeah,
you'll know right then they screwed us.
Here's a list of, well shit, you can look at the trailers and see that. That's gonna be way better than this already. But
right.
Here's a... Well, you know, the other thing though, I do want to say about Assassin's Creed is I never trusted that formula. Like this isn't Madden.
Right.
There just shouldn't be a new game every year. The same thing applies to Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. At some point you burn people out and you burn out the creativity, and it feels like everything's just tedious, run around, and especially when the story isn't as epic typically as most Assassin's Creed, like most Assassin's Creed games, the story's not that epic.
Mm-mm. No, it's the same story. Let's be honest here. Most Assassin's Creed games, they just end.
Right.
They just end. Like, you're just like, yeah, we're done now. We killed one guy and now we're done. It's like, really? That's
right. Okay. You don't, and then there's like the outside and inside story going on at the same time, and all the little side missions and shit. And then they're like, you know, well, in the real world, you can run into this imaginary maze. But after a while, it's just all blends together. I can't tell you what the fuck happened in 2 or 3 or 4 that was so much different, other than they were involving different eras of history, not necessarily like, oh, this helped Desmond because I discovered this thing, and like, it doesn't really work that way. So I'm actually not surprised. I'm actually never really anticipating these games.
Right.
You know, cause they're coming out too often. It's the same way I don't anticipate Call of Duty anymore. It comes out too often. There's a reason that when Halo comes out, Halo shuts shit down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause you're not getting Halo every fucking year, or else we'd be like, I'm used to it. I'm okay now.
And I guess I have a question with, how could they prevent people from writing the reviews? Like,
okay, well, I have an article on that. Matter of fact, okay, let's just do this shit now. First of all, first part of the thing I want to talk about with this bullshit. Here's the known issues they have. Hope you're sitting down.
Okay.
Cause it's going to be a while.
Right.
Across all platforms, PC, PS4, Xbox One. not able to process past sequence one, memory three. If you started to play as you were downloading the game, because like it'll say, hey, you're downloading the game, you ready to
play
now?
And you're supposed to be able to do that.
Right. And everybody else, you can play the game immediately and all this shit, but not Assassin's Creed.
Oh shit.
So what to do? Allow the game to finish downloading and installing.
Oh.
Which could take forever, depending on how many, you know, how many gigs it is.
Cause that's the other thing too. The game is huge.
Oh, the game's huge too? Oh.
Yeah, bonus. I think it's like 50 gigs.
What?
Oh.
I think it is. Let me check. I can check real quick.
Dude. Like, I've honestly didn't get NBA 2K this year. Cause I was like, not again. Like, not, you're not putting 40 gigs of shit on my hard drive again. So it says once finished, you'll be able to go on within the game. You can check the download progression with your within your platform. Thanks for your patience.
I'm sorry. It's only 40 gigs.
So. Oh, okay. Just 40. Okay.
Just 40.
Okay. So that'll be a hot, that'll be a hot 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Download
mm-hmm.
that.
Why? Who wants to wait? You oh, and the,
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. Just go out, go to work,
come back. Come back.
Yeah.
Somebody. I don't know if it was the fault of the game or Ubisoft or just Microsoft. But I know some people were having problems with the download. Like it was stuck on the downloads for some reason.
Mm. Well, here's the ones they're admitting to. Mm-hmm. Frame rate issues. Keep in mind, this is the across all platforms. Okay, guys. This isn't we haven't got to specific ones yet. Across all platforms, they are having frame rate issues. They're working on it. The workaround is below. What can I do in the meantime? If playing single player, we suggest you disconnect from your internet connection, Wi-Fi, or network cable if it could potentially improve frame rate. Nigga, huh?
What?
I got to unplug my shit from the internet? For why? Graphical and collision issues. Working on it. No explanation for work.
That don't sound good. So folks running into each other, I don't understand.
Collision issues is stuff like you get shot with a bullet in the chest, but it looks like you got shot in the leg, or you hit a dude with your axe, and it doesn't have any effect on him or something.
Aw, damn.
Matchmaking co-op issues. Working on it. Work around below for PS4 and PC. How to join friends in a co-op game.
Oh,
invite
shit.
A friend into your game world. Note, don't be in a mission. Don't be in free roam. The player joins. Manually start a co-op mission by going to the marker on the map and joining the co-op mission from the progress tracker. Co-op will work. You play services. You play action and rewards are not accurately listed as completed. Working on it. You play units do not appear as credited at the moment. Working on it. You play is experiencing intermittent connection issues. Working on it.
Why the fuck did they even release this goddamn game?
You know what's great about that? Nobody even cares about that Uplay shit.
No, it's annoying.
It's just, it's like we already have achievements and all this other shit to track stuff. Why is this even in your fucking stupid games? Some Unite program rewards are not redeemable. Comic book and soundtrack. Working on it.
They working on every goddamn thing. The cover, working on it. Artwork, working on it.
Spin to win. Getting an error message on the Spin to Win website. FAQ available here. Getting an error message on when trying to redeem. What's Spin to Win, Chris?
I have no idea.
Sounds like some side quest shit.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's a ton of new stuff in the game to do. Like there's so much potential in there. And they have different missions and different ways. Like here, just to give you a break from this, to tell you why it's so frustrating, the game is bad. You know how when you used to do assassination missions and like there's a big guy you had to assassinate, you just go in, you assassinate him, that'd be the end of the story, right?
Right.
Well, in this one now, you can go out and actually pick the way you want to assassinate him. So like, one of my first ones was this guy was in the cathedral at Notre Dame. So I could just go rush in there, find him and kill him, or I could find the guy outside who had the key, kill him, take the key to get into the locked upper areas of upstairs, go to find the guy he was my target was going to meet. He's going to meet him in the confessional, go and find that guy and kill him. So if I had the key and I killed the other guy, I can go up to the top, sneak in through the top, come down into the Notre Dame, sneak into the confessional, wait for the guy to come in, and then kill him that way. Mm. It was pretty dope. It's a dope thing to do. but like I said, drop frame rates, the controls feeling stuck and things like that make it so it's not as fun. But they have cool stuff like that in the fucking game.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Now I'm wondering what B. Cole in the chat was talking about earlier.
Yeah, he said it took up 59 gigs on his PS4.
And he's he's the one that said the game was good. And I mean, Ubisoft is telling you.
Did he get the season pass? Because you might have gotten some more stuff with it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Anytime Ubisoft got 3.5 pages of errors, I'm not co-signing that being good. Ubi collectible codes might be invalid when redeemed. Working on it.
Oh, shit.
Work around below. What do you do until this is fixed? Please ask a question on our support site, support.ubi.com, after logging in and choosing your platform so our support staff can provide help. Companion app, progression reset bug, working on it. That don't sound good. Resetting your progress? Nah. connectivity issues, working on it. Mm-hmm. Lost assassins bug. If the players started to play on companion first and sync up on the console, player may lose all his assassins in his companion Nomad Brotherhood. Fixed. So they fixed that one. There you go. Some app crashes on devices not officially supported. Work around below. Check if your phone is supported for the companion app. FAQ published on Ubi blog, including list of officially supported devices. Initiates. Players cannot access Assassin's Creed Initiates website. Fixed. Uplay Win services are down. Working on it. Legacy sync data is not showing properly. Working on it. Player gets an error message when they try to redeem chest. Working on it. Now.
Oh my god.
That was issues across all platforms.
Shit.
Just for PS4. Game crash and users encountering error CE348780. Working on it. Arno can fall through the ground when free running on various props or when dropping down onto a non-playable character.
Oh,
fixed.
Shit. Oh, so he just falls through?
Yeah, they fixed that though. But they felt fine releasing that to the public, but they fixed it eventually. Also, if it was so easy to fix, how the fuck did that make the game?
Right!
Arnold,
I have a question. Did they just be like, here it is, just put the shit out, nobody checked, nobody verified, nobody did the run through, or they played the shit, it was like, oh, fuck it, we'll fix it, we'll do a bug. It's like, and I guess, maybe it's just me, but are consumers that uneducated with, review, like you said, they didn't allow the reviews.
Right.
They didn't allow the reviews.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's
so there was no way of people knowing ahead of time this is going to be some bullshit.
Right. That's the next article. But they have testers. They hire people to test the games. They knew. It's like, this isn't, we got caught with our pants down. We didn't know there was a major issue, which can happen. And
yes,
I'm actually way more lenient on that kind of shit than most gamers. Most gamers are really hardcore upset. Like, you have any mistake in your game, they lose their shit. But, you know, like when the last Batman came out, I actually enjoyed that game. And people were saying they had major bugs. I played through it. I experienced like 2 or 3 bugs and then they patched them like within like a week or something like that. And I was okay. Other people I know are like, yo, I fuck that game forever. And that was just bugs that, like, honestly, I could have made it past testing, maybe. Or maybe you go live and certain shit just doesn't work out when more people are on. This shit? Nah, you knew. You knew.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see. I was on PS4, right? Arno can get stuck in a hay cart next to the Pantheon in the Bavere district. They fixed that.
Oh, so when you like flip off the high points, like fall down the hay patch, you just never get out?
Right. A game crash when joining the co-op session of another player who has a specific single player and side mission progression fixed. The Chemical Revolution content might not be available for download. That's fixed. Same, some day one ULC not available in Australia. That's fixed. Helix credit issues. Players might not receive the total amount of Helix credits purchased. Working on it. Work around below. Restarting the game should refresh the information and display the correct amount. Now, is Helix credits some type of microtransaction shit or something?
I don't think so. I think you can get that through... You might be able to purchase more, but I also think you can get those through just regular playing.
Okay. Okay, refresh your screen, by the way. All right, so PC only. Issues for just the PC. Can't launch the game. ACU.exe working
can't
on it.
Can't launch the game.
The actual executable program that starts the game.
Oh, shit.
You can't launch it.
So you got a PC, you basically can't play the shit.
That's one of the issues, but they're working on it, Karen. Arno can fall through the ground when free running. No, that's the same as the other ones. They're working on it. No, that's fixed. Stuck in a hay cart, they fixed that. Game crash when joining the co-op session, they fixed that. Some crashes might occur, working on it. Please reach out to support to ask a question and get support. So basically, we're your beta testers. Getting stuck when launching the game, working on it.
So they didn't beta test this. They just put shit together and released it to the public.
I'm not going to say they didn't, but it doesn't seem like these don't seem like the kind of issues that would happen if you did.
Right.
You know, slowdowns on Uplay PC fix. Helix credit issues fix. Xbox One only issues. Uplay members may get put in a 45-second please wait screen after passing the press A engagement on the screen before reaching the main menu. Working on it. Helix credit issues. Players are unable to view catalog in the eShop. Working on it. Players cannot purchase Helix credits. Working on it. That's everything right now.
God damn.
Yep.
That's just the stuff they're admitting to.
Mm-hmm. Not the other shit that people are running across.
Right. That's like, they didn't mention, I don't think, the drop frame rates, the fact that the game, the load times are unacceptable. Like, just, it, yeah.
Yep.
You know.
So they're working on patch 2 for the Xbox One, and they will be doing a patch 3 next week.
Yeah, this is Assassin's Creed working on it.
It really is, man. So the article I was talking about was on Polygon.com. It's called How Assassin's Creed Unity Weaponized Review Embargoes. There's always a meta commentary to be had about time and the execution of game reviews. If a review comes out a good ways before launch, such as the new Dragon Age game, it's usually a sign of confidence. Yeah, same thing happens with movies. The same reason Tyler Perry doesn't let you screen his movies normally.
Right, because you know this shit is terrible.
Strong reviews that far out can help boost pre-order numbers and lead to a larger launch at retail. A good, strong early review can have an appreciable effect on the business of launching a game. The reviews for Assassin's Creed Unity were held up until noon Eastern time today. The game will have been available for purchase for as long as a dozen hours before anyone can really read whether it's good or bad, or if it suffers from technical problems.
Wow!
All of this adds up to a game whose technical issues often make it more difficult to play. Assassin's Creed Unity isn't as frame rate sensitive as a shooter like Call of Duty, but navigating when the world was struggling to respond to my inputs felt like a chore. The game earned a 6.5 rating. There's no valid reason for a review embargo such as this. It's blatantly anti-consumer and likely designed to get the first rush of hardcore fans into the store to buy the copies of the game before the reviews hit.
Right.
We learned about this embargo last week. Patrick Klebeck says, at Ubisoft's post-release embargo benefits no one but Ubisoft. It's shameful.
I'm glad somebody else mentioned the fact that he mentioned that the inputs feel like it's sluggish. Cause I felt the same way. It's like, that's why I said the game feels like it's almost unplayable, because it's not as smooth as other, like, say what you want about Assassin's Creed 3. Yeah, Connor still could move. He was jumping through fucking trees. It's still, like, I don't feel like you could jump through trees in Assassin's Creed Unity, because that shit is just fucking, like, it's not smooth. It's just, it's fucking ridiculous, man. It's absurd.
He goes on to say, hell, I was gonna pick up a copy of the game today until I read user reviews. See, that's the one thing you can't hide from.
Right.
The user reviews. I look at all that shit on my Xbox before I buy anything. I'm glad I waited. There are way too many other things to play. This leads us into a good discussion of what embargoes are and what they do. An embargo is an agreement between the press and the publisher about when coverage for the game can be released to the public. In exchange for early access to the game, we agree to hold content until a certain agreed upon time. Breaking embargoes, on the other hand, can potentially lead to a loss of access to future game releases, and you have to agree to the embargo to play the game, which means the time, by the time you realize the game is broken, it's already too late. It's a vicious loop, and the making of a good faith agreement and then breaking it later is bad news for a publication that wants its word to mean something. Right, because then other publishers aren't going to do this, and they're not, and it might not always be because they're trying to trick somebody. You know, maybe you have potential spoilers. Maybe it's related to a movie. Like, there's good reasons to have an embargo on reviews. Mm-hmm. This isn't one.
Mm-mm.
Usually, this isn't much of a problem, and it lets every review run at the same time and give reviewers ample time to play the game. Embargoes can remove the temptation to rush through a game in order to get the first review out, which leads to better reviews for the consumer. That's the correct ideal, at least.
Mm-hmm.
When embargoes go bad, when a game embargo isn't up until the day of launch, you need to be careful. If it isn't up until a few hours after the game is launched, you should probably run screaming the other way. That's not a signal that the game may have middling reviews. That's a signal that the publisher is trying to sell copies before word hits the streets.
True.
It could also mean the game is still being worked on, but any embargo past midnight the night before is sketchy as hell. It's a way to weaponize embargoes, and the best thing to do is to hold off until you can read about the game in detail. The press can, of course, purchase a copy of the game and run stories based on the performance of that version of the game in the first hours it has been released, but that closes the door on reviews based on completion. The good news is that these situations are rare, and this fall you can count Destiny, Drive Club, and Assassin's Creed Unity as games with launch day reviews. To take from that what you will, although that also happened with Diablo 3 Reapers of Souls, which was great. Well, I think this dude just said he didn't like Destiny.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people didn't. You know, a lot of reviewers didn't. But to tell you the truth, Destiny is still better than Assassin's Creed Unity because it's fun. Like, everybody, even people who complain about Destiny, they love playing Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You don't love, nobody loves playing fucking Assassin's Creed Unity because you fucking can't enjoy it.
I don't know anything about Drive Club, so I can't speak on that.
Yeah.
But as somebody that basically lives in Destiny, fuck this dude. I don't know what he's talking about. you should always be on the lookout for these situations. The earlier review hits, often the more confidence the publisher has in the game. We agree to embargoes because we need to do so in order to get early access to the game. That value is that the majority of traffic on a review comes on the first day of the release, and any outlet that waits loses that traffic. This system is actually in service of a reader's interest. Even if we have to play by the publisher's rule, the reality is that most readers come when the embargo is first dropped. If you agree to the embargo and then go back on the agreement in order to warn readers, you're going back on your word, which hurts your credibility. I'm not finishing this, but basically, I feel like they're explaining this because of Gamergate and they're scared about that ethics shit, and they don't want this to go on their record of like misleading people. So they're explaining exactly how this worked out and why they had to do it the way they did. But the point being,
it is misleading.
Ubisoft purposely misled everybody.
Right.
And I mean, that's really, you know, that's really all that matters, man. Like, and they got the money. So, you know, what do you do once they have your money? Like, you can only be, you know, like you fooled me once, shame on me, right? Now, Ubisoft is saying they're rethinking how they launch games.
Rethinking?
Yeah, because they lost a lot of their share price because gaming is bigger than just fucking, you know, gaming is different now. Like,
yes, it is.
These companies are publicly traded and all this shit sometimes. Like, yeah, they took a hit, man. They took a big hit in the market.
For putting out that bullshit.
Right.
Right.
Their shares are currently trading at $13.50 on the Euronext Paris Stock Exchange. That price is down 10% from the $15 stock that was, the $15 that the stock was worth Tuesday. The market response is likely directly related to mixed review scores for Unity, which is out now on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PS3, 360, and PC. So yeah, man, they said we are working to adapt our services and communications with consumers accordingly, both by changing the way we work with reviewers and by offering customers open betas to other early access games, or other early access to some games, also that we have the information that they need and want. Okay, so now you say. Thing is, y'all didn't do this before.
Mm-hmm.
When the games were good, y'all had no problem.
Correct.
And when Far Cry comes out, I guarantee this won't happen.
Mm-mm.
Because it's actually good. This game was shit and you knew it. So, yeah. Fuck Ubisoft.
Right.
All right. Were you done? What you been playing and all that shit?
Yeah, that was it. Sorry. Right. Yeah, sorry about going on the tangent. I had to get that shit out there, man.
Nah, that's cool. It was on the docket. Might as well knock it right on out. Karen, what have you been playing, watching, and reading?
I actually been playing one of the Game for Golds. Mm-hmm. On the Xbox 360, they released Viva Pinata, and I played this game years ago, and I really, really enjoyed this game. And for those of you going like, what the hell is she talking about? It's a very, very, very simple game. It's about these pinatas, and they actually are made out of candy, and they're cute animals. And you actually have like a plot of land, and you can like build around the land. You can put houses on it. You can give them a maid. They can have children. You can put grass. You can put water. They have different areas you can go in. It's a really, really fun game. It's time consuming as far as like monitoring the piñatas, because the piñatas are like animals. They fight each other. You actually have other piñatas that attack the piñatas you're trying to raise and kill them. You can name the piñatas. You can actually take your piñatas and send them off to parties. And then when they send them back, that you like get extra special points from that. Because this game is so old, you can't like trade piñatas. When the game first came out, you could actually like trade back and forth with people. Like if I had a dog and you had a cat, or I had a parrot and you had a monkey, we can kind of trade back and forth. But you know, they took that feature off because the game is so old now. And I forgot how much I enjoyed that game. It's been so much fun to replay the game. It's bright, it's colorful. I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite games. I forgot how much I enjoyed the game. And when they had it for the Gold, the first time I had a DVD. Not DVD, Lord have mercy, the video, like the CD. And this was a downloadable. And I was like, hey, if it's downloadable, I don't have to get my ass up and change the disc. So I was in for that one.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun. Actually, I remember when you got that game on the 360, mm-hmm. a long time ago, and one of my Xbox friends, sent you a duck, and I had to go on, I went on, the forums, the message board I was on at the time, and, made a big joke about like, oh, nigga, you sending my wife ducks, nigga? Like, it was funny, man.
Yeah, that was, you know, this was back in the day. I'm not even going to lie, Chris. I was kind of in denial about how much I played video games, but I played video games a lot. My video games may have been simple, but when I played them shits, I played them shits. This is how we had to end up getting two Xbox 360s, because Roger would play. I would literally stay up and stare him down like, nigga, when you going to goddamn sleep so I can play? That's when I knew I had a problem. Like, I wouldn't even leave the room. I would just watch him play and be looking at him like, ain't you getting sleepy? It's like 11:30. Yeah, I want to play tonight because I know I got to get up and go to work in the morning. That's when I was like, nigga, we need to get another one before we fall out. And I was using his name, which was very
so
frustrating.
It was all trouble for him.
Right. Yeah. So because he was getting my points. Like,
yeah,
that wasn't cool at all. And like I said, because I was using his name, he would be getting like my duck invites, you know, he would be getting like my cats, he would be getting like all my shit, and people would be like hitting him up going, nigga, what the fuck you playing?
Mm-hmm. You know? By the way, fuck Ubisoft. I just went to gamespot.com. why do they already have a Far Cry 4 live play now, like, session? Well, you can watch them play Far Cry 4 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the game actually works.
Right. See? Like,
oh, man, fuck these niggas.
Like,
man.
It's supposed to work, right?
Wow. Fuck, yo, that's the dirtiest niggas. Shit ever, man.
Not even, they're not even, like I said, Ubisoft is great when, like, that's why it hit me when I realized that Black Flag was so great, because nothing else was coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So they can't do multiple games at a time. They can do one really good, but they can't, when they farm it out to other people, nope.
Yeah. Oh, man. Karen, what else?
Oh, I've been reading. I haven't got too far in it, but I was telling Chris on his show that I like the hand-me-down, so I got me a hand-me-down notebook. So Roger got Saga, so I started reading Saga.
Yeah, how do you like reading comics on the notebook, by the way? It's pretty cool, right?
It is. It's really cool. I need to actually get some of The Walking Dead on there so I can start reading that. Because I'm not even going to lie, I was jealous. Because, like, you would be reading, and I would have to, like, get my ass up, go to the laptop. You know, I was like, fuck this bullshit, man. I won't be able to click and point and all this shit, too. I want to be the cool kid.
Well, you never said anything till just a week ago. If you wouldn't try to be holding your inner nerd in all the damn time, you got some of the cool toys, too.
Yeah, I'll be mad. I'll be pissed off as shit. And then Roger was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, you know, I need to go ahead and get a bigger one. I was like, does that mean I'm going to get the little one? I ain't say no. You know how you don't want to get too excited?
I think what happened was you actually said you wanted to get a tablet.
Right.
And then I was like, well, why don't you just get mine? Because now that I have one, I realize I want a bigger one. Because reading the comic book on the 8-inch one is, you know, like it can be a bit of a struggle sometimes, you know. And I read so many comic books that it's actually worth just buying a bigger tablet. And you don't read as many, so, mm-hmm. you know, it wouldn't be as big a deal for you not to have a big tablet or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, why don't we just do that? You know, and Karen, I loaded up like the first 12 issues of Saga or something for and I can go and put like Walking Dead and Storm on there and stuff for you too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's already got a lot of memory and all. It's already got a case and all this stuff. So yeah, it's like you have to get used to the controls to touch and move the comics. But yes, Saga is a really good read though.
Yes, I have really, really.
How far along are you in Saga? How many issues? You know.
I'm still in the first one. Like I said, I haven't really got like deep into it. Like you said, it's more of getting used to like the screens and the controls. Once I get used to, okay, you tap on this one, this does this, you tap on this. Once I get used to that, I'll be able to navigate through the panels a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
But for right now, it's a slow moving process.
Okay.
Until I get used to that. I am reading The Walking Dead on my laptop. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm all the way caught up with The Walking Dead. I don't know how many issues you are behind though.
Okay.
I think I'm at 134 or something like that.
Okay, I need to go back and check which.
But there's some new zombie bad guys. Yeah, nigga, what? Shit got so real.
Okay.
Like, man, cause like it had a lull where, and you know how Kirkman does. It's all a setup.
Okay.
So like it had a lull of peace and everything was going good.
I'm at the peaceful time, yeah.
And I was like, this shit fell off, man. Like this shit get kind of boring now. These niggas got peace and society and like I was like, what's the catch? Because it's always a catch, man. There's never a point where they're just like, you know what, man? And then it was safe. You know what I mean? They always make you feel like this place can work. I remember when they did it with the prison.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biggest, like, this place could work moment. And then they just rob you of all the safety that you thought they had.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, but they did some shit this last two issues, that was sick. And I also just want to say, shout out to Jesus, in the comic books. Jesus is a motherfucking beast, man. Like, Jesus might be better than Michonne.
Cause him and Michonne side by side is a beast.
I'm just saying. Y'all, wait till y'all get caught up and then.
Okay.
Everybody that gets caught up, y'all at Rodimus Prime on Twitter. We'll talk about it, but.
Okay, yeah.
Cause I don't like spoiling anything, but this nigga Jesus. God, the fact that he named a gay dude Jesus. Man, I know them white people be mad as shit.
Mm-hmm. The comments on the back page lit the hell up, boy. They was not happy.
I actually started reading the comments after he did that. Cause I was like, ooh, like they gonna be mad. And people was like, how dare you make fun of my faith with a homosexual named Jesus? Cause like at first everybody thought he was, cause you, it's, you know, you can't hear it. Everybody thought it was Jesus.
Right.
So then he went out of his way in one of the comments to like, in one of the like, you know, when somebody was talking to the character to make that person be like, and why do you name yourself after the Lord and Savior? So I was like, oh shit, it is Jesus. I was like,
trolling to the 10,000 degrees.
Cause he wrote it. He didn't have to put that in there. He could have just let us think that dude's name was Jesus.
Cause hey. No bullshit. I was like, Rod just calling him Jesus cause he sees it that way. No, just a troll people. It's probably really pronounced Jesus. Then you were like, no, it really is Jesus.
Dude, people got so mad at him. Like the whole comment section every week was like, every month was like, how dare you? You know, this is wrong.
And you're still going to buy it.
Right. And that's what he was like. He was like, but you're going to get the book next week. So, I mean, what's the point of getting mad at me? He's like, okay, I'm sorry, but it's already in the book. So.
I can't take it back.
Yeah, we gotta keep it rolling. Dude, he was trolling so hard in them comments, man. So if y'all are trying to get caught up on Walking Dead, man, I want to say, like, you might have to go back 20 or 30 issues to when they introduced that character. But yeah, the comments from the time they introduce him to when they officially, like, well, not when they introduce him, when they officially say his name is Jesus, man, shit got so real. All right, Karen, anything else?
Oh, I am watching Sleepy Hollow. I know I'm late and I know I'm behind.
Yeah, season one.
Yeah, I'm on season one and I've really, really been enjoying that ride. And I know they're on season two. So Roger can push play and I gotta scatter because I nope, don't want it ruined for me. I got to go.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Season two is on Hulu anyway, so you can always catch up.
Yes. So I've been enjoying that and some of the other stuff I've been watching. Been watching Arrow and Gotham and The Flash. You know, just general stuff that most people been watching.
Oh, yeah, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I just gotta say, man, this is what a great era of just TV to live in.
Yes, it is.
All these comic book properties, they're all being treated seriously. And I honestly can say, with the exception of Constantine, not because I don't think it's good, but because I'm 3 weeks behind.
Yeah, we need to catch up on that.
So I just need to sit down and finish watching it.
Yeah, me too.
And I still, I actually did enjoy the pilot. And I expect to enjoy that show. We'll see what happens, you know, as it goes. Cause, you know, it's one of the reasons I expect to enjoy it is because I'm the least familiar with it.
Yeah.
Whereas if I think I read that comic, I probably would be like shitting on it because I've heard people be like, nah. But
I actually liked last week's episode better than I have the previous ones.
Okay.
I think it's going to be one of those shows that it takes a while to get used to. Like, I've actually decided I might stop reviewing it. Mm. And I didn't live tweet it last night when I watched it, and I was okay. So it just might be one of those. Like, here's the thing. It's still not a bad show. Like, I've seen horrible shows on TV. Mm-hmm. This is not one of them. It might not be for me, but it's like you said, they're taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's still good TV for the most part.
Well, you know? And then Constantine's always had it's always not fit with the other show, with the other comic book genre shows.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. It's so British or, mm-hmm. you know, you know, or English or whatever. How it's so like just a different sensibility from our American action hero guy. You know, it's very like even when Keanu Reeves played him in that movie, which to be quite honest, man, I did enjoy that movie, man. I don't think mm-hmm. anybody really liked that movie, but you know,
I did. I think a lot of people, it's actually one of the, I think everybody says they don't like it, but everybody likes it. Like everybody, when you actually ask them, everybody, it's like when me and you were like, I think we kind of like Doom. It's right. One of those type of deals.
Yeah, because I enjoyed that movie, man. But even in that movie where I think he was kind of a bad fit for the character or whatever, even in that movie, everything's kind of like this weird, like nonsensical action. Like the things that we've become accustomed to in comic books and action movies don't really apply to Constantine.
No.
And he does a lot of like, get blown up, knocked across a room, he's on fire. You're like, damn, this nigga dead. And then the next scene they cut to him, he's dusting himself off because, you know, some magical reason. And you're just like, I guess, you know? So I could definitely see, like, in the first episode of the pilot, they fucked that town up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, all right, see you next week. Like, so it's not like other, you know, shows where, you know, when the Flash does something, it builds. Like, now there's, you know, Iris is running a blog about him, and Joe and all these people are working with him, and people are finding out his secret identity. Like, there's this constant build. Like, Constantine's not like that. He doesn't wear a mask. He doesn't, you know, like, he's just like a dude that chain smokes and fucking, shows up and, you know, does supernatural shit.
And you're right. Like, his boy that was with him died in the car. And then, like, a few episodes later, he showed up walking in a room. I was like, what the fuck? And what is that?
Yeah, not a few episodes, a few minutes.
I mean, a few minutes. And right. I'm like, we just seen you die.
And he didn't explain shit.
No.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you right now, 4 episodes in, they still haven't explained it. It just, yeah. That's what he does.
Yeah. And I think what it is it's going to be like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to take time because shit like that is obvious they have a plan. Like,
right.
They're gonna do a spinoff, not spinoff, but like a one-off episode about that dude at some point and be like, this is why his powers work this way. And we're supposed to all have that moment like, what? You know, that's what it did. So.
It's gonna be interesting doing a nerd off when you catch up. Cause like I said, I was feeling down the previous episode. I watched last night's episode. I didn't live tweet it. I didn't really get it. I'm gonna watch it again tomorrow before we do our review.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually kind of liked it a little bit better. It gave me a little bit more. And like you said, I think it's going to take a while, just like you said, with Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., with getting everything together. So I might not review it anymore, but I'm going to keep watching it because I want to see. Like I said, it's got potential. It's got the pieces there.
Yeah.
And they're not treating it like shit.
It just gave me that feeling. It just gave me that, like, oh, you guys do have a plan. It's just, it's not going to be fast.
Right.
And the reason I said this is such a great era is if you want fast, just watch The Flash.
Right.
And I don't even mean that I don't even mean it as a pun.
Mm-mm.
It literally hits the ground running and they don't stop. Like,
mm-mm.
I mean, when WB said these shows, The Arrow and Flash won't be the same, they meant it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I kind of was like, CW. I kind of was like, I don't know, CW, man, like, y'all are more, like, I don't know if y'all had a budget for this shit, and then, number two, y'all are kind of more, like, TV, you're not movies, you gotta kind of dumb this shit down a bit, cause, nigga, they was like, no, we don't, and, like, 3 episodes in, it's just like, here's Captain Cold, how about that, and that nigga really had that Parker and them goggles on. And I was like, God damn, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I'm on board with that Flash. It's great.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Flash, but I really got to say, and you guys have raved about this. If you like a lot of TV shows, you're not watching The Arrow, you have lost in life. I haven't watched this week's episode, but the end of last week's episode, I was in the room by myself because I think Roger was sleeping. I looked at that TV like, bitch, what?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you have got to be bullshitting me. Like, yeah, Arrow's very good with endings.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to, because I started watching this week's.
Okay.
I don't know how they're going to explain that shit.
Right.
But I'm watching the whole, like, I got 10 minutes left, and they still ain't explained. Like, is, man, Roy? Nah, man. You know what? Move to the next topic. Man.
Right. Because I really looked at that.
Oh, you haven't seen this week's episode.
I've only seen the first, like, 45 minutes, and I had to stop it to come do this show.
Oh, but you saw the boxing glove era, though.
Oh, nigga. They the only ones that could do that.
Nigga.
They pulled it off in a way where it wasn't corny.
Oh, my God, yo. I remember Stephen Amell saying that he wanted eventually them to do it, and everybody was like, nah, man, come on, man. Show's too serious and pulls the fucking glove arrow. Then this nigga did a 4-roll, stabbed a fucking glove,
and shot
a nigga in the face and took him out with a fucking glove arrow. I was like,
fucking love this goddamn right. show, man.
It was even green.
Right.
I saw the glove. I said, nah. Oh, he is. Okay. Okay. I see you, Ollie. But yeah, Ken, go ahead. What was the next thing?
Oh, and The Walking Dead. I forgot to put that on there.
Oh,
The Walking Dead. I love The Walking Dead. It's one of my favorite TV shows. That and The Arrow is like, I look forward to both of those shows every time they start.
Yeah. As far as me, same thing as all you guys. And I gotta say, all that shit we just named, man, and I know it sounds weird, cause it's probably everybody's least favorite, but, Gotham's my favorite fucking show of all these shows, man, right now.
I'm behind in Gotham, but yeah, Gotham is a slow burn. Gotham is one of those things where it's like a slow moving plot. But you see the pieces coming together and you're like, oh, they setting this shit up for something big.
I think that's part of it. But for me, it's just James Gordon and the dude that's playing him is so good.
Yes.
Like that dude is good as shit. Like he got that whole like, I will take this whole city to war. Like, mm-hmm. and you know they're going to break him. Like they're just doing all this. So eventually like Barbara's head is going to be in a box. Like it's just. Like, something fucked up gonna happen to that dude.
Right.
And we're gonna be like, and that's why Commissioner Gordon is like that. like, you know it's gonna happen, and I can't fucking wait, man. It's so good, man. And then, like, the buddy cop shit between him and Harvey, it's good, man. Alright, so the different stuff that you guys didn't name. I've been watching Star Wars Rebels.
How was that?
It's really good, man. Okay. Like, unlike Clone Wars, they decided that they just weren't doing the first two kid seasons like they did with Clone Wars.
Okay.
Where it was kind of slow and like cute. They was like, nah, we just gonna be killing people right away. So yeah, they killed the fuck out of people already. And they introduced a couple of Sith Lords already. Nigga. Woo, I can't wait to that Star Wars 7. Cause they introduced a dude called the Inquisitor.
Oh, I've been catching bits and pieces. That nigga came out with all the motherfucking arms. I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh shit.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of arms. He has a double-sided lightsaber that he can put, like he holds like a, almost like you would a, dumbbell. And then on either side of the dumbbell, like it says a circle all the way around, like a, you know, kind of like the planet in Halo. It's a circle around the dumbbell. And that bitch can spin.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, he was walking down the hallway. Like, you know how, like he was fighting and they were doing the like Star Wars music and shit. They were fighting and, he was trying to recruit the youngest dude, that on the show that had like some of the, potential to be a Jedi. And the Jedi Master was fighting him. And he like used the force and slammed the Jedi Master dude till he was knocked out. Then the young dude, he was like, look, you need to go ahead and join me. And Buddy like tried to shoot him, with like a slingshot or something. He was like, how disappointing. This motherfucker starts spinning his, double-sided lightsaber and walking down the hall like Jason, dog.
That shit was scary. And I was like, run.
I was like, is this a kid show? And the music, you know, that music was like, I was like, yo, run, nigga, run.
Yes. And then it showed them and was like, and then it just remember him like,
right.
You was like, oh like, shit.
Whenever it cut to them, they would be running full speed and then yes. it would cut back to him and he would just be walking like Jason and still the same distance behind him. At one point, they slammed the door on dude, like just barely before he can like get to the door. And dude just looked like mildly annoyed and started like shooting, started doing that thing where you stick your lightsaber through the door and use it like a welding torch.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was like, yo, this dude, yo, and it's so well written. Like you don't even know that dude's going to be in the episode.
Mm-mm.
Like he just showed up like 10 minutes in. It's like, oh fuck, the plan ain't gonna work. The plan ain't.
Yeah, I still gotta get into it. Yeah, but I heard good things about it, and I remember again, this is another reason, one of the things where I tell people is like, you can't just go off of what you read for rumors and even the descriptions of a show. You gotta give it a chance. Cause I remember everybody like with The Flash and everything else, people were shitting on it saying it's not gonna work. No, the show's actually turning out pretty good.
Yeah, so. It's working. If anything, the pilot episode is the weakest.
Oh, that sounds good.
And then everything else was great after that. Like, and the pilot episode was pretty much the weakest because they had to establish the shit you already know is going to happen. Like,
right.
This kid's going to be the apprentice. This other dude's a Jedi. Blah, blah, blah. What else am I reading? What I'm reading. I read this graphic novel called Wonton Soup.
Tell me about that one.
Yeah, it was one of the most creative graphic novels I ever read. It's basically about two space truckers and food. Like they like one of them is a chef and they just talk about all these exotic foods that they can prepare in this galaxy. But, you know, they also kind of go on adventures and shit, but the adventures are all like, we got stuck on a planet. It reminds me a little bit of Cowboy Bebop, but if it was like drawn instead of a cartoon. Mm-hmm. And, some of the coolest shit in there is like, it's very like Scott Pilgrimish. Like, you know, oh, they're going to have a chef competition. And then, you know, like, they have a story about like the other dude in the truck, like the driver of the truck is not the main character, but he's like the sidekick almost. He's like a real cool character. All he does is like try to fuck prostitutes and shit and get in trouble. And, they have a very serious like episode about just him. And it's like his origin story is so fucked up. But it explains why he's always trying to fuck prostitutes and shit. But it's just so like, you just don't know where the book's ever going. And I think it came out this year. It's called Wonton Soup, man. If you get a chance to catch up on it or to read it, I suggest you read it, man. Cause like I said, it's different. It's off the beaten path. But it's actually really good, especially if you're into like anime or those other things that I named earlier, Cowboy Bebop. Mm-hmm. I think people like that enjoy it. And I think we already mentioned that The Walking Dead is fucking epic. So
yes, it is.
All right, man. We got news to talk about. So let's get to some of this news. A live action version of Static Shock is in the works at WB Digital. Warner Brothers' new short form digital production unit has a name. And its first development slate, which includes live action versions of Mortal Kombat and Static Shock, and a series based on the 1986 movie Critters.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm actually kind of excited about that.
Yo, dog, yeah. All three of those, please. Mm-hmm. Please.
I'm down for that.
I will take those.
Joint, just because that was my movie growing up, because them joints were so bad, but so good.
Yes.
Then when them shits that came out the ground, wouldn't they?
Yeah, the black ones.
Yes.
The Critters.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, the new dubbed Blue Ribbon content is coming out of the gate with a bang, announcing Tuesday 3 series orders. Former Bernie Mac show executive producer Reginald Hudlin has also wrote and directed House Party, is heading up the development of Static Shock, which centers on superhero Static, aka Virgil Ovid Hawkins, and based on the comics by Dwayne McDuffie, with co-writer Robert L. Washington III. Yeah, I'm actually excited about that Static Shock joint, for real, because, like I said, man, I don't know if I mentioned on this show or other shows, but I met Dwayne McDuffie and bought not just Static Shock, but Hardware, Flatbush. Like I bought all these comic books directly from him at at a hair show, where my mom was in Atlanta. He just happened to have a little table set up, and I bought this shit when he was nobody. They were in black and white. I paid cash. He gave me like $10 worth of books for like five, cause that's all I had. And it was before DC picked them up. It was just, he was just like, sitting out explaining like, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to get this off the ground.
That's tough, man.
Dude, and I was a little kid, man. I was just like, I just want these comic books. There's black people on them and they look awesome. And, I remember of all those comic books, Hardware, and Static Shock were the ones where I was just like, yo, what is this shit? And how do I get more? You know? Mm-hmm. And then, DC, even before DC picked them up, I still like, found a way to get more. I got like Icon. I got like a bunch of shit. And then, that's when DC eventually picked them up. And they, I think they bought Icon and Static Shock and brought them into like that universe. But there were so many other books that he wrote, man, that were so good. And, yeah, he passed away, but, yeah, so Static Shock always near and dear to my heart. So if they can do that and they actually like do it well and mm-hmm. like they do get a good actor to portray Virgil, hey man, that series could be big. So
mm-hmm. and it's gonna be digital too.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about
that's
that.
That's actually very smart.
Yeah. I only thing I hope is like if Warner Brothers Digital like fails or doesn't live up to expectations, can y'all please let Netflix get these, man? I mean, mm-hmm. you know.
Hulu plus somebody.
If nobody wants to, like, you know, download your app, can you just, like, hook Netflix up with a little bit of something?
Because Netflix is real good about cleaning up with shit like that.
Yeah, no reason for this to go to waste.
Right. Nobody gets to see the shit.
But according
you know,
to...
You know what would be interesting, though?
Yeah.
Because they did say digital, but they didn't say how. Mm-hmm. It would be interesting if Netflix doesn't pick them up, if Amazon does.
Yeah, or Hulu plus. Or, yeah. Like, I would love, like... All I'm saying is, I hope you're not relying on everybody to go get the WB app. Just
because right. that's not happening.
That shouldn't be plan A. And if it is plan A, then plan B needs to be selling this shit to somebody that will already has an app with a built-in base. Because I feel like people will watch this shit, and maybe eventually we'll get like straight up 30-minute TV shows.
Right.
Because right now they're planning on doing Mortal Kombat Legacy digital series with episodes ranging from 9 to 12 minutes. And 9-episode seasons. So.
Yeah, I need more than that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna need more. So, just letting y'all know. But, yeah, man, that's good for them, man. Blue Ribbon content. I don't know about that name, but we'll take it. I'm not reading all this cause it's too long and it's been so long, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. But, Chris Cluey, the God. Wrote the why hashtag GamerGators pissed me the fuck off. Let me. I guess the best way to express my sentiments would be this. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you, bro. I suggest everybody read that. Cause he was so good. And then he wrote that shit and they didn't try to dox him or nothing.
Nope.
So he proved the point, which, yeah. if any woman would have came out of her mouth even a little bit like that, she would have been doxxed immediately. Uh-huh. This nigga was sitting up there daring them and they was like, let's just leave him alone.
Notice also Gamergate hasn't doxxed any of these fucking Ubisoft fucking developers who made this terrible fucking game.
Right. But it's about that ethics though, man.
It's about ethics.
The ethics. Okay.
About ethics. Right.
Yeah. We're really about to do this.
Yeah.
Them ethics. Shit. I don't think we mentioned it on the show, on the Nerd Off, but we already mentioned it on, you know, the regular show. So if you guys didn't know, but, you know, Marvel got a whole lot of movies coming out and,
Shit, we did news on Nerd Off for this shit,
yeah. Yeah. I already partied on the show cause, They said that Black Panther, and I was like, fuck everything else.
Right, that's all that mattered to me.
I don't need, they could have literally said, we're stopping Marvel Productions, only Black Panther's coming out, and I'd be just as excited. So,
me too.
Plus when they said Chadwick, I was like, they know! They know what they doing.
They was paying attention, and that new Captain Planet had a Black Captain Planet on it. Not Captain Planet, Captain America.
Oh, you mean the cartoon? I mean, you mean the comic book?
Yes.
Yeah. The comic book has Black Captain America. I haven't read it yet, but I did download it, so mm-hmm. I got it.
And then had nerds that had a No Flex Zone sign. I was like, nigga, what?
I'm like, did they listen to the show? They must listen to the show, man. You know, the other thing too, though, is I already heard good things about that Black Captain America, because someone told me that it was a black dude and he was actually mad. He was dissing the comic, but it made me excited. He was like, yeah, man, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, they've got a black man on the cover, but why they acting like he the villain? And I was like, yes, because that's how America would do it.
Right.
They not just going to jump up and be like, oh,
we love him.
Black Captain America. Thank God. It is not going to work that way.
With real racism. Come on, dog.
Yeah, it's really, it's Falcon. So I, you know, it's a character we've seen before. So I'm down for it, you know, and like you said, put him in and put Falcon. It makes it even better because it's a hero you already know.
Yes.
And as soon as you put him in that red, white, and blue, people are going to be like, what? Wait, no, we were fine with him being just Falcon, but.
Right. What is this shit?
Right. I will not stand for this shit.
Will not stand.
Shit, you see what they did when we got a black president? Black Captain America, man? That's even bigger than the president. Mm-hmm. Dude, America is not ready for a black Captain America, dude. I can't wait. Oh, my highest hope is still, and I doubt this will happen, but if they can just make an established hero a racist, bruh, if Hawkeye could just, like, not like straight up like you nigger, but just like low key, like passive aggressive racism, I'll be
no bullshit. Perfect. Namor's kind of like that when he's talking to Black Panther, man, because he be showing up Wakanda, and Black Panther be looking at him like, I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker.
Dude, like, T'Challa be talking to Namor so greasy, though.
They like be each other greasy, man.
Dude, there was one episode of the Avengers Infinity or something. It's not good, but one issue, that comic where, Namor, came to Wakanda for this meeting, and T'Challa really didn't say shit to him for like the whole comic, man. Like, he just let him say whatever the fuck he want and was just ignoring him the whole time, and then like at the end he revealed like he had some type of an infinity stone or some crazy shit, and I was like, yeah, man, T'Challa don't like oh, I know what it was. He told it at the end, his sister was basically like, thank you for you know, promising not to kill him and all this shit, and he was like, yeah, it's real hard, like I really want to fuck him up, but you know, greater good and all that shit,
right?
But yeah, Captain America Serpent Society.
Well, no, that's Civil War.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah, they didn't want to drop that it was Civil War when they first announced it, so they put up Serpent Society.
Which
didn't matter, because people were still like, all right, fuck, I don't know what that means, but fuck it, we'll do it.
Oh, okay, let me slide down then, because I was looking at the picture. Let me go to the actual words. Captain America Civil War. I can't wait for Tony and him to be on the different sides, man.
With T'Challa in the middle.
Bruh. Hey, man, and I'm assuming this means, I mean, I guess we shouldn't really assume, but I'm assuming this means Chris Evans is sticking around, despite all those rumors that people are like, yeah, they're going to end his run as Captain America and give it to Bucky. It won't be the same if it's not Chris Evans versus fucking RDJ, man.
Yeah, it seems like he's going to be there.
Yeah, it's got to be, man, just because the way that poster would look.
But I love I don't know if you saw the video when they were actually they showed the video of them standing there. So they weren't in their costume or anything, but it was Robert Downey Jr. standing there in front of Chris Evans. And then they had Chad would come out and he's standing in between both of them. Oh, like,
that's so
the movie's gonna be so good, yo.
Oh man, Doctor Strange, November 4th, 2016. I know Cumberbatch is in talks, but I don't think that's been confirmed that he will be that role. So everybody calm down. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I'm excited about that.
May 5th, 2017, which is kind of amazing because, you know, that movie made so much money, that's going to have a quick turnaround, honestly.
They moved it up.
Right. Like, they know what the people wants. Thor Ragnarok, July 28th, 2017.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed the second Thor movie.
Me too.
So.
A lot better than the first one.
Yeah, actually. Me too. Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. And Chris too. Yeah. I was going to say, I actually, am on a small group of people that fuck with that second one and it's like, fuck that first one.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand it's people boring. Who say they like the first one, but then like the second one. It's like the second one was far superior to the first movie.
Right.
So, it was actually pretty good to me, but whatever.
Then November 3rd, 2017, that Panther.
Dude, and the great thing about this, somebody pointed out to me, and it, this is how you might. One is great that comic movies now come out throughout the year, so I don't have to worry about just focusing on the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But two, this is how confident, like, anybody who's worried about it not going to be good or things like that, Marvel's so confident in Black Panther, they're putting it up. It's going to be running its ads and its promotion around the same time as that Justice League movie, because the Justice League movie comes out 2 weeks after Black Panther.
Wow. Mm. Yeah.
So that's how confident they're in Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be saying it, so... November 3rd and November 4th and November 5th probably.
Oh yeah, that's an all weekend thing. Y'all.
Yeah,
that's all weekend. That we're moving Black History Month to November now, man.
Avengers: Infinity War Part 1 will be 2018 May 4th. so which is awesome because so many people as soon as they saw Thanos, like really flipped out, like oh my god. Thanos is gonna be in the next Avengers, and Joss Whedon was like, "I didn't say that."
Y'all making shit up.
This lets you know how far in advance they plan shit,
right?
And it also lets you know how little those people that got so mad about, well, where are we gonna get some diversity? How little they had to do with this. Like mm-hmm. they already had this shit planned, so you can fuck yourself.
Nigga, they have a video. I don't know if you saw. Somebody leaked the video. They showed a little teaser for it, and they showed Thanos holding the gauntlet, nigga. It was...
Oh. Bruh. He gonna be so good.
Mm.
Josh Brolin about to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
that's the best thing is they making so much money. Niggas can't wait to be in these movies.
They'll actually beg them for roles. Put me in anything. I'll be the villain. Put me in anything.
It's people that legitimately... do not have a reason to be in any more of these movies.
Mm-mm.
Who are like, but think about it though. You could really bring me back. If you think about it. Like that dude that played, I'm drawing a blank on his name. He's a great actor, but the guy who played the fake, Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's been trying.
Dog. And he's Sir. Whatever the fuck right. his name
Sir
is. Like,
Ben Kingsley, yeah,
Sir like, Ben Kingsley actually don't need this. He actually is he is made. He doesn't have to, but now the alcoholic they took a chance on with Iron Man literally is at the top of a small circle of actors that are making all the goddamn money they want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like they really have a club of people where they could just be like, you know what? We don't like Benedict Cumberbatch, so he doesn't. He, you know, just,
dude, they were gonna get what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix, and he was like, "Well, I don't really." They were like, "All right, cool."
Yeah, he cut me off in traffic once.
Right.
Real asshole.
Like we were like, he turned it down. I was like, no, he didn't turn it down. He was taking too long. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So he should have made that decision a little faster.
Right, and then they go.
You know who's the worst? Terrence motherfucking Howard.
Oh,
this
he's so bitter.
Pissed because if you see them trailers, you see who's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Quietly, Don Cheadle's in that.
Quietly, he is quietly chilling in there with them. Like, what's up, y'all?
This nigga is like the dude that plays Triplet in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's like, y'all still collecting that check?
Just pops in
every now and then, shows his face.
If they fuck around and make a West Coast Avengers movie at some point.
Mm.
Yo, Don Cheadle gonna go to Terrence Howard's house and thank him. He gonna go to his house and be like, hey man, I just wanna like hug you. Cause I made so much more money than I thought I was going to in my life.
Right. Nigga, don't put it past him. Cause you know he be doing them College Humor fucking joints, yo. They'll do that shit.
He will go to that dude's house and be like, hey man, I actually bought you this car with my royalties. I just thought that someone should let you know. You know what I mean? How thankful I am.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that his chemistry with Robert Downey Jr. is actually better than his chemistry with John Cheatham.
Wait, you mean his chemistry with Terrence Howard was better?
Yes.
I agree.
Right.
I think Terrence Howard was better in that first movie.
Yes.
It don't matter. He got the big head. That, like, Rhodey is a cool character. He's not the character. He's not. Like, They let him know with the quickness, like, we can get any black dude.
Yo, and the worst thing about it is, after the Avengers movie, it was reports that Robert Downey Jr. helped to negotiate everybody else's contract, which means if Terrence Howard just kept his fucking mouth shut,
right,
he'd have got paid.
And then Iron Man 3 makes $1 billion.
Yep. This idiot. I know he feels so salty when he be seeing them trailers. No, I know his kids can't even bring up no damn Marvel movies.
It was like, we ain't going to not nag.
We're a DC family now. We're DC.
Yeah. Well, you better see if they can let me play the black Green Lantern. That's the only way y'all get some for Christmas. So yeah, Captain Marvel's coming out. Carol Danvers version. The Inhumans.
I don't even know what that is.
The Inhumans, actually, they restarted that comic book series, and I actually downloaded them all, so I can put that on your thing if you want to read it.
Okay.
And quietly, that the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. link we've been talking about for almost a year.
Dog. They about to do it. That city.
Mm-hmm. Because he was like, yeah, that movie comes out in 2018, but you'll be learning a lot more about the Inhumans soon.
Yeah, because Inhumans are something you have to build up, and you actually can... Like, basically, you can use them to replace the X-Men because we don't have mutants in this universe.
Yeah, I told Deepon we were talking about him, like, because he has a really good theory on who Sky is. And I told him, I was like, you know what? I actually think you're going to see something happen with the Inhumans either on Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or on Age of Ultron, so that when Cap 3 comes around, because there's going to be superhero registration.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have superheroes because you don't have enough of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Inhumans. You have that mist go off and activate some Inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I'm down.
This is gonna be some down. Good shit, man.
And Avengers: Infinity War, it's part two. So there you go. And they put that concept art for that Black Panther costume out. Get they ass,
nigga. This is how I know that they really. This is what I kept trying to tell people. It's like, you guys don't understand, like. People got mad about them saying that it was harder to do Wakanda than Asgard. I was like, I agree, it is.
Yep.
Because not only that, his costume is actually harder than doing Thor's, too. Like, yep. I was like, how are you going to do his costume? Because his costume is actually tough. It's harder to do than anybody else's they have had right now, either.
Yep.
Because you need something that's very highly technological, and, you know, it still allows him to move and be, you know, it's hard. It's actually a hard character to do. And do right for as important of a character as he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're about to make him be like the center of shit coming up too.
Yeah, and you have to think, it has to be very different than Asgard. You can't fairy tale and paint and make this make-believe world up. You literally have to, it literally has to be the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very hard concept.
Right, I'm going to talk about it on this next comic book club, but one thing I like about New Avengers, where they were talking, he was telling the young kids that were there, that, you know, the future of Wakanda. He was like, yeah, we now, you know, the West is, you know, all fucking up and stuff like that. So we now have the preeminent space program in the world. Like, that's Wakanda.
Right.
We basically have the only space program right now because everybody else is too full of shit. So while everybody's trying to figure out what to do on Earth, we're trying to go out to the stars.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of place you need to build.
Right.
And that's harder to do than Asgard. Sorry, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't be caring.
Mm-mm.
Like, they be like, oh, we cure cancer, but we don't tell white people that.
Right.
So, you know, if they, when they come, just pretend that you didn't. Mm-hmm. When they come, just tell them you got the cancer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. zombies are coming to the Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Okay. Xbox Love Gold members got Viva Pinata for free. Also Power Star Golf.
That's your game, ain't it?
Yeah, I already bought it though, so it didn't matter to me. Volgar the Viking is free Xbox One game for November. There was a lot of discounts, so go check the store. Cause Games with Gold isn't just a free game. They also give discounts to a bunch of games too. So check that out. I know Thief was like $20 or something.
Can we talk about that for a minute? I mean, unless we were talking about, you know, Assassin's Creed and it being able to get it cheap. There's a lot of games you can get for cheap, especially for digital. I don't know. There were these guys that did this podcast once and were talking about that if you did digital gaming,
Mm-hmm. That prices would go down. I don't know who those smart guys were, but
yeah, I don't remember.
And it was a lady too on the show too, but mm-hmm. you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is one out of every five Destiny copies that were sold was digital.
Correct.
So digital downloads increased by 12% since last year.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I wonder why.
Seems like somebody was ahead of the curve on saying that people gonna start sliding towards digital once they see how easy it is.
Right.
You ain't gotta go wait outside at midnight in a bad neighborhood to get your copy of a game.
You preload your shit, and at midnight your shit pops up.
Like, honestly, dude, if Xbox, I mean, I guess they won't do it, and I get why they wouldn't do it. I get why companies won't openly just advertise, like, yo, download this shit digital, fuck GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
But on some real shit, man, they really could murder the game with just one simple ad of a motherfucker like standing in line in a bad neighborhood outside of, you know, Game Hut or whatever the fuck. And then you just like keep transposing, like, it's like, you know, him talking on the phone to his boy like, yeah, man, I'm getting that game at midnight. Oh, hold on. Here comes some shady looking people. And then the other dude is like, yeah, I'm getting the game too, man. Yeah. At midnight. Like he's sipping coffee, sitting in like a Christmas sweater. Like, and then just like, he's like, yeah, I'll be home in like an hour and then I'm going to play it and we'll get on together. It's like, I'm playing it right now. So,
right. Well, even better is the dude is not even near his Xbox. He's doing it on his phone.
Yes. Yes.
Like, he's actually by his friend who's in line. He's like on his phone going, yeah, I just bought the game. It's actually loading now while we waiting in this line.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I just came out here to support you because, you know, you like the disc.
Right.
And you know what? What it would even be cool is if you do that and you have somebody pre-order the game and you have somebody ordering it through GameStop and having them sit and wait the 3 to 5 days right. for that shit to get to their house.
That would be so dope. Apparently IGN is reporting that the Destiny expansion pack, the release date is being announced December 9th. They'll have a $19.99 standalone purchase, or if you had the season pass, which I do, you can get it. It's called the House of Wolves. So you get our first expansion to Destiny. No, people have been craving some new stories and shit.
And I'm just confused by the people who are complaining about that. Like, they're complaining that, like, Destiny didn't make a full game, and now they're giving it a charge. And actually, like, most of us, first of all, just got the, you could buy it, I think, at launch at like $80 instead of the $60, and it included those other two expansions.
Yep.
So it's like $80 or $89, something like that. Second of all, it's like, it's a lot to do in Destiny without the expansions.
Nigga, do people realize how hard this game is? Are you serious?
You do the nightly heroics?
I'm still on 24 because I didn't realize what kind of shit I needed to be doing. I was fucking around. Yeah, I should have been doing the weekly heroics. I should have been doing the mission of the day. And I got me a legendary weapon, but you got to do a legendary weapon quest to make it work.
Oh.
Nigga, this shit hard, dude. So, yeah, I love it, but hard in a good way. They also raise the light level cap to 32 when it comes out. And that's I've already perfect. Seen people at 30, so I'm like, you know, I got to get like y'all. I just start asking people what to do, so.
I think I'm at 27 or 20. Yeah, I can't remember what I'm at. But, it's a lot of farming, man. It's like I said, I enjoy it. Like, when I just want to do something and I need something and I don't want to pay attention to the story or anything like that, I can put that in there and just play.
Yep, I love it, man. I'll put on a podcast in the background or something and just play that shit. I love leveling up. Justin Lin may return to close out Fast and Furious film series.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yep. You made the best ones. Mm-hmm. I wish you was doing this one.
Correct.
To be honest, I mean, not that I think it won't be exciting as shit, but
it's gonna be everything.
You know, I just know that if Justin Lin was doing it, I mean, he made the best movies in the series. It's not even close. Sony has a cloud TV service coming to PS3 and PS4. I wonder who said this would happen.
Wait, I thought it was just about the games, though.
Yeah. This is why people pay to hear this show. Because, honestly, right. you should be. Because if you listen to other people, they don't be talking about this shit.
No.
They were too busy calling it the X-Bone and talking about Sony won and Xbox lost to realize, like, wait a minute. Aren't they kind of doing the same shit?
Correct.
Yeah, well, we noticed, and they are. These niggas got TV now, man. They the best. Like, Sony really is, and I'm saying it with sarcasm, but I also sincerely mean it. They really are the goddamn best. they let you take all, they're like Floyd Mayweather. You know what I mean? Like, they just let you take all the gambles and shit. They just sit back in the defensive position. And then they just go, yep, we actually gonna do that too. So mm-hmm. Now that you've taken a PR hit for us, you know, now that everybody said, fuck Microsoft, that's a terrible idea. And yeah, they got used to the idea. We're gonna do it too. So.
It's about the games though, but we're gonna do this.
Yeah, we're gonna have TV. Yeah. You're gonna be able to watch the next thing is gonna be like, not only is it gonna be TV, but if you had a PlayStation Eye, you're gonna be able to talk to it.
Correct.
Yeah. You'll be able to walk in the room and say, PlayStation on.
Well, no, they have voice commands now.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying it's going to be, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be like.
You're going to be like, it's going to be eye on.
Yeah, you're going to be able to say like, PlayStation on, and everybody's going to go, yeah, that's a great idea. And I'm going to be like, so that means your shit's always on, right? Oh, okay. okay. All right, well, I'm true.
Yeah, that's the other thing I like about the complaints about the always on. I don't know, my system always on. So you don't want to be able to, while you're at work, buy a game and let it download automatically on your system back at the house.
Right.
You don't want that? That's not a good feature.
So is your PlayStation not always plugged up now or what?
God damn you guys.
Yeah. Jared Leto may join Suicide Squad as the Joker. Now that's still rumor stage. Mm-hmm. But
there's another, was there Maggie Robbie or something? There's some chick. The chick from, I think, was it American Hustle?
Right. She might be Harley Quinn. Mm-hmm. All I'm going to say is this. I just like that the Joker is, they're planning on putting the Joker in Suicide Squad. I was a little worried that they would kind of try to go away from the Joker as a character because of how Heath Ledger just destroyed that shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm in. Thank you. And I'm anticipating Suicide Squad to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy for DC. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of jokes, and it's also going to be, high energy. And I think that DC universe is probably going to have to need that at some point. I think that's one of the reasons they're doing Shazam and trying to like not make everything so fucking dramatic
and heavy hearted.
Yeah. Cause I think Marvel did kind of show the world, like, you can have fun in these movies again. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, even with Nolan and Snyder and shit, if they're going to take on a huge project like the DC universe, you're going to have to give it over to some directors that do want to have fun with some characters. And Shazam's going to do that for sure. And I'm feeling like Suicide Squad would be a sleeper to do that.
And they can get even half the casting they've been rooming to try to get, man. This shit's going to be good.
Yep. And last thing, we got an email. What's my nerd off email list? From Adrian, AJ. He says, TNO Gamergate. What's up, Rod, Chris, Karen, Sterling? Rod, you are a better man than me. Anybody who starts a letter with, did you do your research, would have gotten a quick fuck you in response. I gotta give you props for hearing out the guy last week who tried to convince us that Gamergate isn't about misogyny. All you guys have discussed Gamergate very well. I don't know how much more to say on the topic. Video games are a passion of mine, and Gamergate got me really riled up. But I finally realized why this made me more upset than usual. I'm really sick of these gamers trying to talk to us like we aren't gamers ourselves. Rod asked dude about the racist gamers, and Buddy had no response. Because Rod plays fucking video games. How are you going to tell me that this isn't about hating women, but just last year, a female GameSpot reviewer got harassed for her views on female characters in Grand Theft Auto 5. Anybody who's been playing games knows that some of these gamers don't like women, and maybe people of color. And I really like for those guys to grow up instead of trying to convince the public that it's all about journalism ethics. Fuck out of here. I really like y'all's ideas about future Destiny updates. The other day, I got rare blueprints for a ship, and I realized it had missile pods. Oh.
See, I'm telling you.
Sleep on Bungie. Mm-hmm. Why does anybody sleep on? You know Bungie gonna do some epic shit because they let Halo go. Think about that. Halo is literally, you can print money. Like, you could Ubisoft Halo.
I was about to say that.
And it would still make so much fucking money.
But they was like, nope, we got some shit that's gonna make even more.
Like, they could put out a thing like, Master Chief's guns don't shoot, working on it. And people would be like, man, I can't wait.
I'm just gonna hop around a teabag.
Wait till our guns work, man. We can only melee right now, but wait till my guns work. Dude.
Can't wait to get that patch.
But, and Bungie really said, hey, man, y'all can have this.
Yeah,
we're
somebody
done.
Else can make it up, and they probably have not been as good since.
Yeah. I mean, I get that the story, quote unquote, story mode isn't as whatever, but that's not what this game is about. It's an MMO, it's a massively, multiplayer online role playing game. I really do hope Bungie adds depth to the jump ships and flying between planets. Dude, I'm just saying. Why would they have all them ships? I'm just
saying. If they add like space combat or something like that, nigga.
Dude, if we in the reef killing each other in spaceships, it's gonna be crazy. It's really gonna be crazy, man. I love how the game changes after level 20 and I'm still having fun playing. Are you guys still enjoying Destiny or are you ready to move on to another title? Hey man, I can't speak for everybody else and I know it's tempting as shit cause so many games out. Your boy ain't bought shit since Destiny.
Right. We can't get Rod to buy anything else. Like, I bought and played other things. I still got Destiny playing. We can't get Rod to do it. I was like, Rod, yo, Shadow Mortar is really good. He's like, yeah, I mean, I know, but,
Cause yeah, if I buy that,
I'm sorry, but, like, it was actually, matter of fact, I don't think, we didn't have Rod on the last Walking Dead, cause I think Destiny came out.
Yeah.
And this nigga was too busy playing Destiny.
I was like, yeah, I'll be looking at that Xbox 360, but Destiny.
And they side by side too.
Yeah. But Destiny is right there. Like literally on the console. On my
Some TV. Of the Nerd Off cutting to my, see, you're not doing it right. See, I didn't do it the day. Well, I'm not gonna lie, the last two Nerd Offs I did, I was playing Destiny while I was doing the Nerd Off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's the perfect game for just grinding, leveling up, turning your brain off. So yeah, I'm still enjoying it and no, I'm not moving on. Sorry for the long letter. Thanks for y'all for the great podcast. Peace, AJ the engineer, aka AJ3000. Hey, no need to apologize. Thank you so much. Chris has to get out of here. We have to get out of here. Chris, tell them where to find you, man.
MovieTrailerReviews.net and MovieTrailerReviews on Stitcher and iTunes. You can get us all there. And, we're also on Instagram and you can also get us on YouTube. I've been putting up a lot of videos on YouTube. If you want to see Half Naked Chicks, there's some of those Suicide Girl videos are up there as well. So,
mm-hmm.
I checked out reviews.
Checked out some of those. And we'll be back soon with another Nerd Off, man, whenever nerd shit is required to be reviewed. Right now, it's kind of slow because I'm not playing a lot of shit. But after I get off this Destiny, we'll definitely have more episodes. But until
Which
then,
might be never.
Yeah, so 2018, we should be out.
Like Marvel.
Yeah, when Black Panther comes out.
Yeah, he gonna be constantly be working on it.
All right, we gotta get out of here. Peace.